Crew. WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew.
Green Acres is the place to be. Farm living is the life for me. Land spreading out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Monday edition. Yes, the first of the week. It's episode 1655 here on News Radio WGNS. We're the Wake Up Crew. I've had maybe 4 hours sleep. I'm really tired this morning. So don't mess with me, boys.
Nah!
Especially you. Yeah, you. It's graduation week. And we're going to do this right off the bat. It's time for the graduation report with our correspondent, Brian Barrett.
Tomorrow is a big day for the Stewart's Creek High School Red Hawks. They will walk across the stage at the Murphy Center beginning at 7 o'clock. All of these are at the Murphy Center, unless I mention otherwise. Wednesday, Rockville High School, 7 p.m. Smyrna High School on Thursday, 7 p.m. Blackman High School on Friday at 7 p.m. And Holloway will graduate on Friday at Life Point, 7 p.m. It will be Eagleville graduating in their school's gym at 7 p.m. on Friday. Then on Saturday, three graduations, Riverdale at 10, Laverne at 2:30, and Siegel High School at 7 p.m. And then we wind up our graduation week with Oakland at 2:30 on Sunday, followed by Central Magnet at 7 p.m.
Thank you, Brian.
And congratulations to all of our graduates.
Music just like ramped up.
The Wilson Elementary graduates from Siegel, they came to Wilson Elementary and they had a walk, and I was invited to that. That's my last graduating class, my last group.
Done.
So even
done.
The fourth graders, who is this weird guy?
Yeah. Unless they're brothers and sisters of somebody.
Oh, that could be.
You know. But what's interesting, they came up to me and goes, how are you enjoying retirement, Mr. Dinkins? I said, it's fine. I said, are you working anywhere? And I went, yeah, I have a radio show on WGNS. I said, what?
What's radio?
What's radio?
What is that?
Yeah.
Is that like a podcast?
79% of people in their cars still use the radio.
Yeah, I got a few. We listen to you, every day. I said, well, do you listen to the 6 o'clock hour or the 7? And they said, we only listen to the one you're the host, 6 o'clock. I said, thank you.
They're not up that early.
What?
They're not up that early.
Kids are up that early, get on the bus, going to school.
Yeah.
Ride with their mom and daddy. Mm.
That's what we need. We need to get the bus drivers in with us.
You just acknowledged something right there.
What?
That's why you wanted to host the 7 o'clock hour. People aren't up at that hour. Did he not just admit that?
I don't. I plead the fifth.
See, this is where you and I have a problem. You act like you're anti-dad all the time, but when it comes right down to a vote, I'm gone. If they had to decide who's staying on this show right now, you would go, I'll plead the fifth, Dad.
No, if I had to decide who was leaving this show right now, I would pick myself.
Well, yeah, you would do that, but
It's less that and more, I just don't know that that's what he said.
Oh, it's what he said, all right. That's what he just said.
Putting words in my mouth.
No, you said that exactly.
Why are you playing the theme
said
to the Batman?
Nobody, they are not up at that hour. Talking about the 6 o'clock hour.
Kids, I mean, I would think that they're going to sleep in until the last minute.
I talked to parents. I didn't talk to kids. The kids weren't telling me that, listen to you. No, of course they don't. Well, they don't listen to you either.
They do if they're riding in the car with mom and
your
dad.
Your son doesn't even listen to you. But
that's
anyway.
True. Okay.
He never has. Why start now?
Oh, bitter.
I used to listen to Rutherford Issues when I got home from school back when it was on at 3:30 or whatever in the
really?
Afternoon. Yeah, mama made us listen.
Oh, you had to sit there?
I had to come home and then she'd turn on the radio and she'd be like, and I was like, oh, not this again.
You had to listen to your dad every afternoon.
Come on.
Hey, hi and hello there. And I'm like, no!
Said it was because your grandfather had it on in the car. I don't think you listened to it at home.
Most people would go home and they would watch Gilligan's Island and, eat cookies. But not at the Barrett household. It is also... Why are we... Okay. Next week is TSSAA Spring Fling in Rutherford County. Woo. Where you get to hear the dynamic voice of Brian Barrett on the air. Memorial Day is in 14 days, and the last full day of school is in 17 days. May 28th and May 30th is a half day. So, that's it.
The news with John.
We didn't even get to talk about anything because we were telling the news and arguing.
That's kind of the way this show works anyway, isn't it?
It's the wake-up crew in a sentence.
Yes, mister, I plead the fifth. Exactly. We've got more to come. Here's the weather first.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, showers and thunderstorms likely before noon. Under cloudy skies will the high near 79 degrees. Southeast winds gusting as high as 20 miles per hour. Into tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely continue through the overnight. Under cloudy skies with a low around 59 degrees. South-southeast winds at 5 to 10. Tuesday, showers and thunderstorms likely under sunny skies, high near 76. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 63 degrees.
Are you shopping for lights?
We got it!
Doors?
We got it.
Flooring?
We got it.
Furniture?
We got it. Here at the Habitat Restore. 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the Restore, yeah.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
The Habitat Restore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
What type of services they would think they would want?
Staff members are caring who understand that each family is unique.
We ask them the questions.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home off of South Church Street.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants, and we want to thank you for 40 great years of good food and fun.
At Toots, we still have the same specials, the same quality, the same portion sizes, even after 40 years.
And we have the best kids menu in town.
And our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Play an old guitar, I'm dying half past one. Trying to make a living while everybody else is having fun.
Don't just go to any barber. Go to the singing barber, Charlie Pitts. Get a great haircut and entertainment, too. That's Charlie Pitts, 2528 Las Casas Pike. Phone 615-785-0966. That's Charlie Pitts.
Mercy.
First Shot, growing in Christ with life and athletic skills.
So we teach God's word at everything we do to implant it in them so that they understand that the only way to get through the world is with God on their side.
First Shot founder and executive director, Andy Herzer.
Our focus is on our inner city here at Patterson Park.
From academics to athletics, First Shot's focus is toward building a stronger, more courageous spirit to face opportunities and obstacles that our youth confront every day. To find out more about First Shot, go to firstshottn.org.
Looking for a lift kit for your truck or Jeep and need the right experts to install it? Look no further than Tire World. In Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Martin Weiss.
The Indiana Pacers take a commanding 3-1 series lead over the Cleveland Cavaliers in Game 4 with a 129-109 win over the Cavaliers. Indiana led the first half by 41 points. Oklahoma City's tied its series 2-2 in Game 4 with a 92-87 win over the Denver Nuggets. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander with 25 points and 6 rebounds. In the NHL, the Panthers beat the Maple Leafs 2-0 to tie that series up in the Eastern Conference second round. 2 games apiece. Game 5 going back to Toronto. Dallas beat Winnipeg 5-2 with 3 goals in the third period to break a 2-2 tie. They'll take a 2-1 series lead. Kyle Schwarber had 2 home runs as the Phillies beat the Guardians 3-0. And the Colorado Rockies have announced they fired manager Bud Black after a 7-33 start to the season. The team lost 21-0 on Saturday.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:21 here on The Wake Up Crew. It's Teacher Appreciation Week. That was last week?
That was last week, yeah.
Yeah, how'd that go?
It went great.
You do a lot for Teacher Appreciation Week,
don't you? Visit, kind of all the schools in the area that I'm in, and then I help out some with some of the other things, but New Vision is at pretty much every Rutherford County school in some capacity over the course of the week.
You feed them hamburgers?
We grill for some, and then try to grill for every school at least once a year, hamburgers and hot dogs, and then we'll do donuts and coffee and that kind of thing.
That's a big undertaking.
Used to do ice cream, like ice cream sundaes, like scoop ice cream.
Oh,
and,
no.
And quit doing that one, because that's a lot. It's just messy.
Yeah,
and the teachers may appreciate that one, but the cleanup crew, they do not appreciate that one.
Yeah.
But
I used to grill for my faculty. You know, I would grill hamburgers or... It never ceased to amaze me how often you'd have interruptions when you don't need to be, you know, be interrupted because you're cooking. Mm-hmm. So I had to finally get Andy Eazell over there on the grill, and he'd help me out. So
there's something about grilling for people that it's just, you know, especially a lot of people, they just really appreciate it. I think it's you're serving them. It takes time. It's not just going to Chick-fil-A and picking up some sandwiches. You're actually doing the work. So.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you somebody that does the work for us and Rutherford County and Murfreesboro, and that's MTE. We're powered by them. Join MTE's EV Car Club, open to owners, fans, and anyone curious about electric vehicles. Sign up at MTE.com/EV Car Club.
For some reason, I thought you were talking about me, and I kind of got blushed a little bit, but anyway.
What? No. Yeah, well, yeah, I was. Yeah. Just take it.
But then you said, no, we're talking about MTE.
You could grill for your staff here at the station, like producers and stuff.
Yeah.
Bust out a grill. Start flipping burgers.
Kim Stoker is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for supporting student athletes across Rutherford County. Help gather information. Huh. Ensuring accurate point calculations for the All-Sports Trophy. Oh, I see. She helped you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Kim Stoker will receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
If you would like to send in a Good Neighbor nomination to us, you can do that. You can go to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor or text neighbor, that singular word, to 615-893-1450 to get in your nominations, name, address, phone number, sentence, why you want to nominate that person. We're also taking birthday and anniversary announcements for today and yesterday, Sunday, at the same number for the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club.
Well, today is International Nurses Day, a day to celebrate all those nurses.
Oh,
so
that's awesome.
What you've chosen to do with your life. Congratulations, and thank you for all you do.
Grill out for the hospital staff.
Yeah.
There you go. Our song of the day today, the best rap songs of all time, and this one we feature your guy, Kanye West.
Run away fast as you can.
Quit ruining the songs.
He's running away.
6:24 on the Wake Up Crew.
We're visiting with a resident at Stones River Manor who has her own apartment in independent living. I see you have a whole collection of antique churns. What's the story behind that one?
Bought it at an auction. I told my husband, I said, don't go too high on it, maybe $35. And there was this guy, he kept on bidding. And my husband said, I'm going to get it. I don't care what it costs. And he kept on and he gave $85 for it. That was a lot of money for us back then.
Learn more online at stonesrivermanor.com.
McCabe Vision Center.
Everything in my left eye just looked like it was cloudy, foggy, had a skim over it, looked like I was looking through real dirty glass, and I was having trouble driving. The lights glared, and it's absolutely gone.
He's the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
The eye surgery was a piece of cake. It was so simple, it was so easy, never felt a thing. Once it was over, able to walk right out.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Lovely. The body of a Murfreesboro woman has been found in Henry County. The woman was discovered Saturday in the Gin Creek area of the Big Sandy Wildlife Management Area, according to the Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency. She's been identified as 31-year-old Christiana Shook Livingston, last known to be living in Murfreesboro. Initial findings from the medical examiner's office have deemed the preliminary cause of death as homicide. Anyone with information is urged to contact Henry County authorities. Neighbors in East and parts of Middle Tennessee are talking about an earthquake over the weekend. A 4.1 magnitude earthquake was confirmed near the state border of Tennessee and North Carolina Saturday morning, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. It happened just after 9. Residents across East Tennessee and as far away as Atlanta reported feeling something. Part of the Foothills Parkway closed for inspection in East Tennessee. The earthquake happened about 12 miles southeast of Greenback and about 16 miles under the surface. More news in 30 seconds.
Aging well means staying healthy, active, and independent. To age well, we need to take care of our bones. 10 million Americans have osteoporosis, a hereditary disease that makes bones weak and more likely to break. Thankfully, we can all take simple steps to improve our bone health at any age. Eat a healthy diet that is rich in calcium and vitamin D. Get regular weight-bearing exercise, which means on our feet. Get bone health tips at pathtogoodbonehealth.org.
A hiker has been rescued from deep in the Smoky Mountains thanks to a dedicated team of first responders. The Tennessee Highway Patrol says a female hiker broke her leg down a challenging trail. Officials say she was discovered in the evening and required two EMT rangers to stay with her overnight. In the morning, additional crews helped bring her to safety. She was taken to a hospital in stable condition. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back to The Wake Up Crew. We've got good neighbor events coming up. Rewind. Another check of the weather and our first look at traffic coming up in a few minutes as well. And at 6:28 here on the Wake Up Crew, the Big G. GNN.
The Big Uber?
No, GNN, the Good Neighbor Network. Mm.
The Big G, part
trying
of
to
your,
expand our horizons.
Part of your Good Neighbor Network.
Yeah, yeah. We decided to expand the WGNS.
We just started making up words.
Yeah, G and N. We still, I hate James Earl Jones is no longer with us. G and N. He did a real good job with CNN. Yeah. But we didn't steal it. They stole it from us. We were G and N, Good Neighbor Network.
All of our top of the hour idea, you said it for a long time. The Good Neighbor Network.
I meant to, I am going to save it for tomorrow because it's Taco Tuesday tomorrow. How was your Mother's Day?
It was great.
And you did what? Okay.
The lunch, just normal Mother's Day type stuff.
Did you finally have lunch with your son on Mother's Day? Or?
I had lunch with Heather and Megan and Bobby. They're the women. I didn't care to have lunch with Dalton.
But Dalton wasn't there?
Jeffrey. Well, yeah.
I was there.
Oh. He's being ugly.
Yes. As per usual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We grilled out.
Ah, nice. Flipping some burgers.
No, steak.
Oh,
steak on Mother's Day.
It's Mother's Day.
Big,
you gotta,
just a big deal.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mother's Day.
Steak and baked potatoes? Or?
I got her a gift card, and even though she's not my mother, she's my daughter, but I got her a gift card, and the girls got her a gift card, I think. I don't know what Brett got her. Probably nothing. I mean, probably like going, oh, well, they got her something. They got her something.
You're not my mom.
Yeah, you're not my mom. That's what we do.
I paid for the steak, honey.
No.
Oh, you did?
Oh, me.
What cut? What
he
cut
did
of steak
grill,
was it?
He grilled the steak, though.
Okay.
He worked hard. So, yeah, it was all good.
Filet mignon.
Who? No. It's always sirloin and then two ribeyes. One ribeye for Samantha, one for me.
Mm. Oh, wow.
We're ribeye people.
Mm.
So that's why we don't go to steak places much anymore.
Yeah, it's, man, it's expensive.
It really is. I tell you what, I went to, I went to a fish place.
Okay.
Fast food fish place. I'm not going to say the name.
Captain D's.
Again, I'm not going to say the name. I got a three-piece fish dinner.
Mm.
Corn on the cob and fries.
Mm.
Guess how much that cost me?
$13.
$14.99.
$16.25
with
a drink. Yeah.
Yeah, fast food's gotten expensive.
Yeah, fast food fish. Of course, it was a three-piece. I could have gotten a two-piece.
Yeah.
It'd have been much, probably more about like your 13.
Mm. But
I don't mind giving 12 or 13 because that's kind of the going rate.
Right.
I was a little shocked at that 16 price sticker at that fish place that I will not name
Captain
on the
D's.
Air. Not name it on
a
the
three
air.
Piece McCrispy going to cost you about $8. at McDonald's even.
What's a McCrispy?
The little chicken strips.
Oh.
Well, the McCrispy is their chicken sandwich.
Well, now, these are...
They call them McCrispy
at
strips.
At that fish place, it was a pretty large 3 pieces of fish.
Right.
I mean, you don't get cheated. You get plenty of food.
I will save this for tomorrow, but I tried the McDonald's McCrispy strips.
Yeah, I did too.
I did not get the meal. I think without the meal, it's about $6.
Trying to keep this from being Taco Tuesday, and you boys went right into it anyway, didn't
I said
you?
I'm going to save it. I'm going to save my review of the McCrispy strips.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ready?
It's a tease, John. We're teasing.
Oh. Can we tease that we're not going to be on the air ever again? Can we tease that?
No.
Okay, it's time for Today in History, and it's brought to you by Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security.
In 1215, English barons serve ultimatum on King John, which eventually leads to the creation and signing of the Magna Carta. 1932, the body of kidnapped son of Charles Lindbergh is found in New Jersey. 1934, Cocktails for Two by Duke Ellington hits number one.
And that song had people throwing down, dancing.
Bart.
Twerking on each other.
Bart's going nuts right now. He's like, Duke, the big Duke. 1960.
This is Bart's favorite song back
in
the day.
1960, Elvis Presley appears on a Frank Sinatra special.
You have made my life complete, and I love you so.
Those lingers in my hair.
In 1970, Ernie Banks hits his 500th home run. In 1993, the final episode of the six-hour run of ABC's Wonder Years. In 1997, It's Your Love, single released by Tim McGraw and Faith Hill.
It just does something to me. It sends a shock right through.
And in 2017, former One Direction singer Harry Styles releases his self-titled debut solo album.
Just stop your crying, it's a sign of the times.
Rewind is coming up next. It's 6:33 here on The Crew.
We gotta get away
from... This is CBS Rewind.
May 12th, 1965. The Rolling Stones recorded Satisfaction. It became the band's first number one hit in the U.S., and Rolling Stone magazine later ranked it second in its list of the 500 greatest songs ever. It was later covered by artists that include Aretha Franklin, Devo, Britney Spears, and even Bill Cosby.
I'm
Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
Sponsored by Progressive. Progressive is here for all of life's needs, with protection for your home, auto, business, and more. From timely repairs to customizable coverages and payment options, we make it easy. See if you can save at progressive.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, showers and thunderstorms likely before noon. Under cloudy skies with a high near 79 degrees. Southeast winds gusting as high as 20 miles per hour. Into tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely continue through the overnight. Under cloudy skies with a low around 59 degrees. South-southeast winds at 5 to 10. Tuesday, showers and thunderstorms likely under sunny skies, high near 76. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 63 degrees.
Good morning. We're dodging some pretty good showers out here in Middle Tennessee. This morning, it's gotten heavier, 24 wet spell coming out of Murfreesboro or Rutherford County, making your way up through Antioch. That rain could affect you up through Williamson County as well. This morning on 65 up through Brentwood, Franklin, allows you a little bit of extra travel time. When you need dependable towing in Middle Tennessee, call the best. STR Towing and Recovery, strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker. Brought to you by the law offices of John Day and Americare Pest Control.
I've got pesties, buzzing rodents running all through my house. Ants chewing wood, and look, there's a mouse. I've overrun with pests, but you're gonna be sure safe and secure. It's the last rites for those pests. Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
893-7111. AmeriCare Services Incorporated. Call us today. 893-7111.
Now, WGNS Good Neighbor Events. The Rutherford County Heart Walk is at 8 o'clock this Saturday morning over at Gateway Island. It's near the hospital behind Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. Memorial Day is almost here, and it brings the Healing Fields Flags of Remembrance. It's next to First United Methodist Church over on Thompson Lane across from the Tennessee Miller Coliseum this coming Memorial Day weekend. Don't forget, this is the 50th anniversary year of the Rutherford County Farmers Market. It's over at the Lane Agri Park. The local Farmers Market is every Tuesday and Friday from 7 in the morning until 1 in the afternoon. And happy 50th anniversary to everyone with the Rutherford County Agricultural Extension Service for making this possible. Don't throw away Old Glory. Bring your tattered American flag to WGNS and let the girls from BSA Troop 2019 at Trinity United Methodist Church retire it with dignity. Plus, we also recycle Bibles. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor Events.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony, then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do, but your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank, bank local, get more. Member FDIC.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. Where can you turn when you need a friend to put your fears to rest? Turn to the best when you turn to Turner Security. Powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. Turn to Turner Security.
WGNS.
Our family at Demas's Restaurant are proud to support local emergency responders who put their lives on the line for our community each and every day. This is Peter Demas, and here is this week's Demas's Emergency Responder of the Week.
Thank you, Sheriff Sergeant Brady Green. A listener called for help when her father had a heart attack. Sergeant Green is a state-licensed advanced emergency medical technician. He teaches basic life support to all deputies. Thanks to Sergeant Green, a bag valve mask is in every Rutherford County Sheriff's car. And the listener said, "To me, I'm most thankful that Sergeant Brady Green's work allows me to continue to love and enjoy my dad."
When you see a firefighter, police officer, paramedic, or telecommunicator going the extra mile, let WGNS know, and we at Demas's Restaurant will salute them as the Emergency Responder of the Week.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Oh, wise guy.
21 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock, and Dalton, you weren't here last week, but for some of it, but the last 2 days, I think you got a 5 and a 4.
So he told his own jokes.
I had one John Young joke.
Yeah, he got a 5.
Because last time I was here, he was not telling his own jokes. It was all stolen.
So he only had to do one joke last week.
Mm, okay.
I think it was a 4.
Yeah, I can't remember.
I believe it was a 4. So new week, new beginning. No help this week. Nobody.
Not so far.
Okay.
We'll okay.
See what happens a little later on. Hey, you know, the kid at the grocery store kept asking me if I wanted paper or plastic, and I said, "I don't know. You choose." He said, "Sorry, sir. Baggers can't be choosers."
Very solid delivery. Decent joke. Made sense. Wasn't funny. I give it a 3.
I do give it a 3. In fact, I looked at you because I was a little disappointed.
Yeah. It was a good setup.
First of the week. I thought I was expecting more than just a play on words.
But at least it made sense, and at least it was delivered. He got all the words right.
Yeah.
That's rare these days.
Your jokes are amazing. 6:41.
CBS News Brief. After a weekend of trade negotiations in Switzerland, the U.S. and China agreed to drastically roll back most of the recent tariffs on each other for 90 days. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says talks will continue during the pause.
As long as there is good faith effort, engagement, and constructive dialogue, then we will keep moving forward.
Pope Leo XIV addressed members of the media for the first time.
Free speech and of the press. Thank you, dear friends, for your service to the truth.
President Trump says Hamas has agreed to release the last American hostage, former State Department Middle East negotiator Aaron David Miller.
As happy as Israelis may be, I think the government, Netanyahu, for sure wonders now what else Trump is prepared to do.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
The Rutherford County Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's assistance following a string of car burglaries that occurred early Wednesday morning in the Blackman community. Surveillance footage captured multiple suspects armed with AR-style pistols and a handgun breaking into vehicles in residential subdivision, stealing credit cards, as well as personal belongings. Detective Grant Quintel reports that the suspects used one of the stolen credit cards to buy gas around 3 a.m. at a 7-Eleven on Veterans Parkway in Murfreesboro. Later that morning, another car was used at a Waffle House on Clarksville Pike in Nashville. A third suspect attempted to purchase that evening at Walmart on Dickerson Pike. Descriptions have been released. One suspect wore a Nike hoodie with black sweatpants. Another wore ripped jeans and a dark puffer jacket. And the third wore sunglasses and a red plaid shirt, a yellow cross necklace, and carried a backpack. They were seen in a 2020s Hyundai Tucson with a Tennessee temporary plate. Residents are urged not to approach the suspects and to contact Detective Quintel at 615-904-3054 with any information. In other news, the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office has promoted Deputy Kyle Grisham to Sergeant in the Patrol Division. Sergeant Grisham, a former Smyrna Police Department SRO, will now lead virtual reality-based crisis intervention training. Known for his firearms instruction and decorated service, including a Medal of Valor, Grisham's promotion underscores the Sheriff's Office investment in cutting-edge training and public safety across Rutherford County. That's all for now. For more local news in a quick and digestible format, check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast on Spotify, YouTube, iTunes, and of course on our website, WGNSradio.com. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
At Heritage South Community Credit Union, you won't find crazy promotions with pages of requirements. You won't find endless phone trees with computer voices. You won't find an out-of-state bank focused on turning a profit. Instead, we help when others won't. We've been doing that for our community since we started in a pencil factory in Shelbyville almost 70 years ago. If you're tired of big banks, it's time to try your local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is a leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
True Blue Raider fans don't settle for just any gear. They shop at Raider Tees, specializing in Middle Tennessee apparel and accessories. No distractions, just pure Blue Raider pride. From t-shirts and hoodies to decals, stadium chairs, and exclusive designs you won't find anywhere else. We've got it all. Stop by 111 East MTCS Road right across from MTCS and gear up today. Raider Tees, bigger, better, and go blue.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
We're at Adams Place talking with John Hood. John, what do you like most about Adams Place?
Well, Bart, I guess what I like most is the personal attention that you get, the comfort and security, and knowing that you're in a very outstanding place.
What made you choose Adams Place?
Well, frankly, I only looked at Adams Place.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me for more information about Adams Place, located at 1927 Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking. Old National Bank is in the borough on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Old National Bank at 2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard, which used to be Mercury Boulevard.
Visit us and enjoy warm, homemade cookies at Old National Bank.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Now, information you need. Are there major risk factors of Alzheimer's disease and dementia that we need to be aware of?
If you have a biological parent that has the disease, if they're carrying that gene, you do have a 50-50% chance of getting the disease.
But the greatest risk are with...
People who smoke have a higher risk of forming Alzheimer's. People who drink alcohol have a higher risk of Alzheimer's. Exercise is a good way to lower your risk factor. Education is also a great way to lower your risk factor because you're exercising your brain. You're stretching it by learning.
And here's a shocker.
When we look at all of the counties, Rutherford County ranks third out of all the counties in the state where Alzheimer's is listed as the cause of death. Overall, Alzheimer's is the sixth leading cause of death in America. So more people die of Alzheimer's than they do of breast cancer and prostate cancer combined. Women have a higher risk of Alzheimer's than men. With men, they focused for the last at least 20 years on cardiovascular health, which were all risk factors we've already discussed for Alzheimer's. So by focusing on their cardiovascular health, they improve their risk factors for Alzheimer's.
And that's information you need about Alzheimer's disease and dementia.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
He's really on the sound effects today.
Yeah, it never happens on his hour. It's always on my hour. But I trudge through. 6:48 here on the Wake Up Crew. You know, I was having trouble with my CPAP machine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've fixed it.
I feel like you've had trouble with that thing since you got it.
But I've it's fixed.
Oh.
Yeah. What happened was, I went back to the doctor guy. I don't know if he's a doctor, but anyway.
The CPAP man.
He said, well, show me how you put it on. So I put it on for him, and he goes,
that's all wrong, John.
Well, he said that, but he was thinking, you're so stupid.
Uh-huh.
You know, you're really so stupid. So he made me take a picture of myself with the headgear on. And he said, now, whenever you forget, he said it in that tone too, whenever you forget, take a look at the picture and put your headgear back on because you're going to get some. I already got a new one. I haven't put it on yet, but I've been using the old one. But I slept like a baby. But so, I still have dry mouth, you know. Do you have that?
Constantly sucking in air.
Yeah, do you have it?
No, because it goes up my nose.
Oh, that's right. That's right. But I have gotten where I close my mouth now, so that helps.
Mm.
So it's gotten to that point. So
you put the water in the water tank kind of keeps a little moisture going so it doesn't dry my mouth. Because it doesn't go in my mouth and down my throat. It goes in my nose and down my throat. So I don't have the dry mouth.
You're so special.
Well, it's just a difference in CPAPs.
So were you putting it on like upside down or?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
I really was. But I was having trouble with leakage coming out the sides.
Uh-huh.
And what it was the straps in the back were wrong.
Mm.
So it was making it kind of pop up a little bit so it'd have air. So I was literally, I wish you could see this. I was literally putting my hand over my
the nostril part to keep it in place where I could go to sleep.
I said, this can't be right.
Something has to be wrong.
Something's
here.
Something's wrong. Now, I still cheat every once in a while. So just, I don't know if I should say that. But some nights I'm so tired, I just go to sleep on the couch. CPAP police will be on my doorstep.
I'm sure your sleep pathologist is not listening to the show.
You'd be surprised, though.
They know. I mean, it's weird.
Yeah, they do know that when you've not... You can even lay it down and go to the bathroom, and they know that it's recorded.
But you've taken it off, and it's still running.
It's still running. You try to fool them by that way. I was thinking about putting it on Chipper, on his head, and see if that would, you know, do anything. And, of course, Chipper would chew it, probably.
Well, they would get a response back. John put this on his dog. Yeah. Must be reprimanded.
I mean, it's really crazy how they can record that stuff. Oh, CPAP police. Hmm. But anyway, all's well. I just wanted to report that.
The P in CPAP stands for.
Patrol.
Patrol, yeah.
It's time for some birthdays today, and we've got several. So I might even let Dalton do the local birthdays today.
Mm. Oh, wow. Yeah. Put him to work.
Well, for anybody promotion. In the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
In 1820, Florence Nightingale was born, a British nurse born in Florence, Italy. She died in 1910.
You think she was named after the place she was born?
Maybe. She was born there.
Yeah.
A lot of people do that. Like, you were born in Murfreesboro. They could have very easily called you Murphy.
Or I could have been Leanna Barrett.
Or Freebird. What?
Leanna Barrett.
That's the road, dude.
Oh, we're a community.
I know that. I used to live in that community.
They could call them Bucket City Barrett.
I lived on the south end. No, the north end, I guess. No, yeah. You lived on the north end. I lived on the south end.
Yeah.
Of Leanna.
That's the bad part of town.
It's like Romeo and Juliet.
I could be real ugly right now. Henry Cabot Lodge was born in 1850, a U.S. statesman. 1907, Katharine Hepburn. She was actress, made many, many movies, Academy Award actress. That was one of her movies on Golden Pond.
And she's here in the studio with us. Catherine?
Wow. Everybody.
I can't do it now. You surprised me. Okay. 1925, Yogi Berra, American Baseball Hall of Fame catcher and a manager as well. 1928.
And he hated picnic baskets.
Hey, boo-boo.
No, that's Yogi Bear.
Hey, boo-boo.
No, Yogi... Who am I working with? 1928, Burt Bacharach, composer. Don't tell me what it's all about. 1942, Billy Swan. He was a rocker. It would sure do me good to do you good. Let me help. 1968, Tony Hawk, American skateboarder. And in 1981, Rami Malek. Is that how you say it?
I think so.
Okay. American actor. He was in Bohemian Rhapsody.
And he was in No Time to Die.
Yes, he was.
Yep.
He's got a new movie out. I think it's going to be pretty good, too. All right, it's time for some local birthdays. Dalton?
Yesterday, celebrating birthdays, Marshall Campbell, Brent Campbell, Bill Cartwright, Jacob Milliner, and David Creasy. Celebrating today, Anita McMurdy Hewitt, Mimi Jennett, or Gennett.
Janae. Billy.
Janae?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's French. It's French.
Janae.
Yeah.
Billy Francis, John Duke, Barbara Reynolds, Ryan Mudd, and Fran Doyle all celebrating.
So those are the birthdays we have so far. If you want to add to our list, it's really pretty simple. Text 615-893-1450, name, and who the wish is from. Phone number, too. You can go to WGNSradio.com/birthday to get them to us as well.
And we'll be back with more. We're going to take a look at our last look at the weather here in just a second.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, showers and thunderstorms likely before noon. Under cloudy skies will a high near 79 degrees. Southeast winds gusting as high as 20 miles per hour. Into tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely continue through the overnight. Under cloudy skies with a low around 59 degrees. South-southeast winds at 5 to 10. Tuesday, showers and thunderstorms likely under sunny skies, high near 76. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 63 degrees.
Mark your calendar. May 9th kicks off the 50th year of the Rutherford County Farmers Market. Dozens of vendors, one local tradition. Fresh food and pride of growing it local. At Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro on John R. Rice Boulevard.
Good morning. It's gotten heavier in the last few minutes trying to get through Wilson County, especially in Mount Julian right now, coming down I-40, headed on into Hermitage. We got some rain moving through Middle Tennessee this morning. Please be careful. It's coming down really hard in certain areas, especially south of Nashville. Coming up through Williamson County could be a challenge on 65 northbound in this rain. When you need dependable towing here in Middle Tennessee, call STR Towing and Recovery, strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE Sharing Change has now donated more than $11 million to local nonprofits assisting worthy causes in our community. MTE, serving to make life better since 1936.
Shopping for your DIY projects, odds are at the Habitat Restore.
We got it.
If you have a painting project going on, we have plenty of paint supplies. Come see us here at the Habitat Restore.
Find it at the Restore.
If you need batteries, come to the Restore.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today at the Habitat Restore, but it may be gone tomorrow.
We got it. Yeah.
I am Charlotte Gardner.
Why do you love Adams Place?
Gee, there are so many things, but I guess the choices. You can be as lazy as you want to be. You can be as active as you want to be. The residents are friendly. The staff is wonderful. You don't need to be concerned at all. It's up to you.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
The number one movie in theaters right now? Do you really need to ask?
We are the Thunderbolts!
Or is it the new Avengers? Anyway, Thunderbolts, Marvel's new team of anti-heroes, still leading the way over its second weekend.
Who is this old Santa?
The Red Guardian.
He's lost.
There's David Harbour. Now, part of the movie's draw is its unflinching look at mental health.
It's like you do these big movies, lots of big stunts and action and fights and blowing up stuff, and then it really is those intimate moments between characters that are so rich.
You all have things that we regret.
But I have so many.
Harbour has had his own struggles, having been diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and he's an advocate for open dialogue on the topic. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Sponsored by Progressive. Progressive is here for all of life's needs, with protection for your home, auto, business, and more. From timely repairs to customizable coverages and payment options, we make it easy. See if you can save at progressive.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And welcome back to the Wake Up Crew. We're taking a break here in just a minute. 6:58, Kim Stoker is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for supporting student-athletes across the county and helping Brian, yes, that's right, gather key information, ensuring accurate point calculations for the All-Sports Trophy. And Kim's going to receive flowers as a result of that. You're all heart, Brian. At Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. You could have bought something from him, but no. And News Radio WGNS.
And if you'd like, if you know somebody who's gone the extra mile and you'd like to nominate them as Good Neighbor of the Day,
like to nominate somebody.
It's super easy to get them into us. Text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 or go to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Birthdays, you know somebody celebrating a birthday or you yourself, same process. Call or text 615-893-1450 or WGNSradio.com/birthdays so we can give away some banana pudding from Slick Pig Barbecue.
This is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. If you're ever injured, know that we are here for you too. Call the Law Offices of John Day.
I'm going to nominate Megan.
Okay.
Good Neighbor. She could use some flowers right now. You know?
She's got flowers.
A little pick me up. 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
U.S. trade deal with China.
Both sides will move their tariffs down 115%.
Targeting trouble in the tower.
Right now, we need answers. We need the FAA to lead.
Hamas vows to free American hostage.
Wonderful news for a long-held hostage and family.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, the U.S. and China have eased up on their trade war, agreeing to sharply reduce tariffs on each other, for now at least. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns.
This is a major breakthrough after 2 days of talks in Switzerland. China and the U.S. have agreed to slash most recent tariffs for 90 days while they continue to negotiate. So here is what it all means. Remember, last month, the U.S. imposed a massive 145% tariff on Chinese goods, and Beijing responded with an 125% tariff on American products. Now, under this agreement, the U.S. would drop its tariff down to 30%, and China would lower its rate to 10%.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent headed up the U.S. delegation that met with the Chinese in Switzerland.
We would like to see China open to more U.S. goods. We expect that as the negotiations proceed, that there will also be possibility of purchase agreements to pull what is our largest bilateral trade deficit into balance.
CBS's Kelly O'Grady.
This is a vastly better outcome than I think anyone was expecting this weekend. I was talking to a number of investors this morning, and there's a lot of optimism on how fast this happened and what this means for momentum going forward. So it's probably going to be a good day for your 401k based on how things are looking. This helps, but the damage isn't undone overnight.
In terms of stocks, the outlook is positive. Dow futures have been up more than 1,000 points. Sunday was yet another day of technical issues at Newark Airport. This time, an important backup system momentarily failed. Here's CBS's Chris Van Cleave.
For the third time in less than 2 weeks, a system outage at the FAA facility handling flights coming in and out of Newark Airport. This latest outage only adding to the ripple effect of delays and cancellations due to the ongoing FAA staffing issues. On Sunday morning, the FAA says a backup system momentarily failed, leading the controllers to order a 45-minute ground stop.
We have to fix this because what you see in Newark is going to happen in other places across the country.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy is expected to head to Capitol Hill this week, trying to sell lawmakers on his plan to overhaul the air traffic control system within 4 years at a price tag of tens of billions of dollars.
Specifically in Newark, we believe we're going to have it up and running in short order.
Overseas, CBS's Holly Williams reports the last living American hostage in Gaza is set to be released by Hamas.
Idan Alexander was raised in New Jersey, but the 21-year-old was serving with Israel's military on October 7, 2023, when he was abducted.
Idan Alexander.
Alexander appeared in two Hamas propaganda videos as his parents, Yael and Adi, worked tirelessly for their son's release.
We love you, our sweet, sweet boy.
It's thought the militants are still holding 59 captives, 24 of them alive.
For the first time since becoming Pope, Leo XIV has answered questions from reporters. Speaking in English.
They say when they clap at the beginning, it doesn't matter much. If you're still awake at the end and you still want to applaud, thank you very much.
And here in Italian, heard through an interpreter.
Free speech and of the press. Thank you, dear friends, for your service to the truth.
Leo, the first American pope, called for the release of jailed journalists and urged reporters against using words that fan hatred. Ukraine's President Zelensky has invited him to that war-torn country. Yesterday, Leo had appealed for a genuine, just, and lasting peace in Ukraine. 4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
President Trump says he'll sign an executive order that, if implemented, could bring down the cost of some medications, reviving a failed effort from his first term. The order today will direct the government to tie what Medicare pays for medications administered in a doctor's office to the lowest price paid by other countries. House Republicans have unveiled at least $880 billion in cuts, largely to Medicaid, the health care program for more than 70 million Americans. The savings are needed to help cover the cost of $4.5 trillion in tax breaks. New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham on Face the Nation.
There's no doubt that there's some waste and fraud. Do that. Indiscriminately just tearing apart Medicaid means that you are going after hardworking Americans in favor of billionaires and corporations who don't need or are asking for this $1.5 trillion tax cut.
President Trump is set to accept a luxury Boeing 747 jumbo jet as a gift from the ruling family of Qatar during his trip to the Middle East this week. U.S. officials say it could be converted into a potential presidential aircraft. CBS's Willie James Inman.
The value of the gift from a foreign power is sparking legal and ethical concerns. Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin posting on X, the Constitution is perfectly clear. No present of any kind whatever from a foreign state without congressional permission. The White House press secretary says the administration will comply with the law.
Today's the day a jury's expected to be seated in the Sean Diddy Combs sex trafficking trial. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper.
A judge says that a pool of 45 prospective jurors will be narrowed to 12 jurors and six alternates about an hour before opening statements begin. Federal prosecutors allege Sean Diddy Combs committed verbal, emotional, physical, and sexual abuse against several women and, alongside associates, was part of a criminal organization that sought to commit, among other things, sex trafficking, narcotics offenses, and obstruction of justice.
Experts forecast a record 45 million travelers for the upcoming Memorial Day weekend. Most people getting where they're going by car. AAA's Ayexa Diaz.
They may stay closer to home this year if they feel as though maybe they don't want to spend a lot of money, but there's still this desire to go away with family and friends and just get away from it all.
Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
The Peace Lily is so last year. Hey, has anyone worked with Fiddlenecks?
Shelby's popular flower shop is in full bloom.
We just got a request for an arrangement that evokes air. Who's up for that challenge? No?
She needs to hire a floral designer to nip foliage faux pas in the bud.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our advanced matching helps find talented candidates so you can connect with them fast. Redeem your $75 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You're up to date on the latest national and world news from CBS News Radio. With updates at the top of every hour and when it breaks. I'm Steve Kathan. The Wake Up Crew continues now with John, Brian, and Dalton.
7:09. Good morning, everybody, from News Radio WGNS. Brian Barrett joined by John Dinkins and Dalton Barrett as we continue another hour of the Wake Up Crew. And right now, we kick it off with a check of traffic and weather together, brought to you by Toots.
When we started our flagship restaurant on Broad Street, who would have known we'd have grown and touched each four corners of Rutherford County? Now we have locations in South Murfreesboro, Smyrna, West Murfreesboro, and the original on 860 Northwest Broad Street.
Swing by one of our four locations after a game for some good food and fun.
Thank you, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Rutherford County.
Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you.
Toots. Good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, showers and thunderstorms likely before noon. Under cloudy skies will a high near 79 degrees. Southeast winds gusting as high as 20 miles per hour. Into tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely continue through the overnight. Under cloudy skies with a low around 59 degrees. South-southeast winds at 5 to 10. Tuesday, showers and thunderstorms likely under sunny skies, high near 76. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning. We've got a couple of accidents out here dealing with some pretty good rain showers. Elias, have a little bit of a head start this morning just to be on the safe side. It's already trying to get busy. 24 working your way westbound at Haywood Lane coming in through Antioch. In from Murfreesboro and Rutherford County, already starting to get really busy now. 65 northbound up through Spring Hill through that southern portion of Williamson County. Hey, if you currently have suffered hail or storm damage before and now your roof is starting to leak, call Independent Roofing Specialist today. Check out their website, irsroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
May 9th, the 50th year of the Rutherford County Farmers Market.
50 years of farm-to-family freshness at the Lane Agripark on John R. Rice Boulevard.
7 a.m. to 1. It's not just a market. It's the Middle Tennessee tradition.
May 9th at Lane Agripark in Murfreesboro.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
Good morning, Rutherford County. It's time to get up and at 'em. It's the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Da 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 da. Oh, sorry.
We got a show to do here. We got a show.
I didn't know my mic was on.
Radio here.
But da 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 da.
Hey, you knew your microphone was on. You did it anyway.
Of course you did.
Da 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 da.
So I've been watching through the James Bond movies again. But I've been taking breaks this time.
Do you ever pick up anything more on those James Bond movies? I mean, like something you missed the last time?
Yeah, a little bit. Sometimes when I watch them, the first time I watched them was COVID. It was 2020. And just while I didn't have anything to do, each night I watched one for like a month straight. And so I fell asleep during like half of them. So
you were at home then, weren't you? Mm-hmm. Living at home?
Yep. So this time I'm watching them by actor. So I watched all of the... I watched all of the first set with Sean Connery.
Yeah, you don't really need to have to follow them in order.
No.
I mean, really, because they're all different novels.
And so I watched them all and then took a break instead of just going straight into the next set. So I'm getting ready to jump back into it and start.
Can you tell the difference between an Ian Fleming written one than the other guys writing them? You know, he wrote about 10 of them.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can more tell based on actor than based on anything, because the tone just changed. Because they were pretty serious when Sean Connery was doing them. I know they get called goofy, but they were pretty serious. And then when his name is escaping
Roger
me now.
Roger Moore?
Roger Moore started, they got real silly after the first one. His first one was pretty serious, and then it was just like...
I don't know if you've ever seen the show Maverick.
Uh-huh.
But it's a lot of tongue-in-cheek. That's how Roger Moore played it, because that's the way he played. Uh-huh. He was Bo Maverick in Maverick. That's the way he played it. That's the way he played James Bond, too.
There's that one where the car jumps over the ramp and then they do a slide whistle like...
Yeah.
It's like, really?
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's that American cop who's always got a big dip in.
Yeah, yeah. And he wouldn't be in any other city. I mean, why would he be there?
But, no, and he was everywhere.
Yeah, he's everywhere.
He was always on vacation or something. Yeah. He was like, I'm going to get you, James Bond.
Like Buford T. Justice on...
Yeah,
on
so the... stupid. And then he was in another movie that was not a James Bond movie, but I'm trying to remember what it is. But I was watching another movie, and he was in it as that same cop character.
Yeah, some guys just made their living on being country sheriffs.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry.
With big dips in.
Oh, we have been remiss. This is Brian's hour, and we haven't even
and
let him get started.
We're talking about James Bond.
We haven't even let him get started.
And this is episode 1655 on a Monday morning, May the 12th. Good morning to you. Hope you're doing well. The gang's all here. Memorial Day coming up in 14 days. Last full day of school, 17 days away. It's graduation week and spring fling next week here in Rutherford County. Our song of the day, the best rap songs of all time. This one from 2010. Called Runaway.
Run away fast as you can.
Run away from the baby. Run away. Run away, run away from the baby.
So that's Kanye West. No, this is the one.
Yeah.
He's just running away. Okay. Sidelines.
Ooh.
Which is...
And how that goes at
MTSU's student publication. There was an article written, and the article is entitled Murfreesboro Walmart Locations Ranked.
Hold on. Sergeant J.W. Pepper from James Bond was in Superman 2, The Quest for Peace. That's the one he was in. He was the cop who stopped Zod and all them when they landed like on Earth, and he was the one who had the gun that got bent. Anyway, sorry.
You're in trouble now.
Yeah, but I had to, if I didn't say it, I'd forget to say it. So
these Walmarts are ranked by distance from MTSU, organization and cleanliness, traffic and parking, fresh food, and additional offerings.
Mm.
So number 6 and number 5, the New Salem Highway location and the Fortress Boulevard location. That is the Walmart neighborhood markets. So they rank 5th and 6th in this. Just because you can't get every single thing like you can at a typical Walmart. But I would think they would be kind of handy.
Mm.
Number 4, and this is really going to tick you two off, I think. The Joe B. Jackson Parkway Walmart with 16 points. Ranked 4th out of the 4 in the city.
Which one?
Joe B. Jackson.
It was ranked 4th.
Mm-hmm.
Where's that at?
Was that before after?
That's out my side of town.
Yeah. Was that before or after the renovation?
I mean, this was an article written in March, so.
Well, I think the best location is where you live.
South Rutherford?
Uh-huh.
Ooh.
I do.
That's controversial.
I mean, I do. I really like they've already, it's very neatly done, too. I mean, it's not messy like you would think.
No,
I mean,
it is certainly the most robbed Walmart in Rutherford County.
You can't get a pair of socks.
Because they're all stolen.
No, they're all locked up.
Right. No, everything there is locked up.
Yeah.
And again, one of the criteria is distance from MTSU, and they say even though it's 5.2 miles away, this 5 miles can quickly turn into a 40-minute round trip because of Murfreesboro traffic.
That's fair.
So I think that is part of the reason that it was
ranked the one at my location is nice. Shelby Jackson, I can't believe they're 4th.
That's pretty crazy.
Which did you say was number 1?
I haven't yet.
Oh.
Wow. The 5th and the 6th one were the neighborhood markets, the one that's like...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, those don't really count.
Number 3, Old Fort Parkway. It received 18 points.
Really? Old Fort Parkway over Joe B. Jackson? This list is a sham.
Well, again, distance was one of the criterias. Organization, traffic and parking, all that kind of thing. The layout is the strangest of all the entries, they say. At Old Fort.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
For whatever reason, the pharmacy was a mere 10 yards away from the dairy. What they wrote. Number 2, South Rutherford Boulevard. Of course, it's 2.3 miles from the campus. Organization, they gave a 4.5 out of 5.
It is laid out well.
Traffic, 5 out of 5. Fresh goods, 4 out of 5.
Their parking is...
I know which one's about to be number 1 now that it's going to be Memorial Boulevard.
It is. 20 points for South Rutherford, but 21 for the Memorial. And it's 2.5 miles from the campus. I didn't realize that it was that close to the campus, but I guess it is.
I'll be honest. Parking there is the hardest of any of them.
They're it's good parking, but their spots are really tight. Yeah.
Yes, yes. But it's where Brian lives, so there you go.
It may not be the easiest Walmart to campus, but the bigger store and even the most aesthetically pleasing, this article says. So there you go. Here's sports.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports,
sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Martin Weiss.
The Indiana Pacers take a commanding 3-1 series lead over the Cleveland Cavaliers in Game 4 with a 129-109 win over the Cavaliers. Indiana led the first half by 41 points. Oklahoma City's tied its series 2-2 in Game 4 with a 92-87 win over the Denver Nuggets. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander with 25 points and 6 rebounds. In the NHL, the Panthers beat the Maple Leafs 2-0 to tie that series up in the Eastern Conference second round. 2 games apiece. Game 5 going back to Toronto. Dallas beat Winnipeg 5-2 with 3 goals in the third period to break a 2-2 tie. They'll take a 2-1 series lead. Kyle Schwarber had 2 home runs as the Phillies beat the Guardians 3-0. And the Colorado Rockies have announced they fired manager Bud Black after a 7-33 start to the season. The team lost 21-0 on Saturday.
What I like to think about Adam's Place is it's sort of a pipeline.
Alan Butcher.
You enter in at the independent living end of it, and you go as far as you can. It just happens that my wife is in the memory unit, so I'm able to go over and see her each day, and that works out real well.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adam's Place. Call me for more information about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adam's Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
This is Pastor Nikki Ajapong, lead pastor of Holy Hill Chapel in Murfreesboro.
Hear our sermons on WGNS every Sunday night at 7:30.
Extending the love of God.
Reviving the community at holyhillchapeltn.org.
This is a paid legal ad.
You've probably heard it a million times. If you're injured, call a lawyer. And you probably haven't because you don't know how much it will cost, how long it will take, or even if you have a case. At the law offices of John Day, we provide a free initial consultation because we understand that folks don't want to pay a lawyer only to find out they don't have a case. If you think we can help, we do so on a contingency basis, which means we only get paid if you do. Seriously injured? Call me, John Day.
When you have fire, water, or storm damage, Fair Construction can help. Fair Construction is also there to help when a car slams through the wall. Call Farrah Construction and we'll board up, put down tarps, secure your home or business until the insurance coverage is approved. Call Farrah Construction at 615-893-6120. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
This is Kim Dunaway from Sunshine Nutrition Center. You hear me on Monday mornings at 7:20 talking about how to lead a healthier lifestyle. We carry supplements, personal care, and grocery items at both our Murfreesboro and Smyrna locations, family owned and operated since 1989.
Over the next 5 minutes, we'll explore health tips with Kim Hillsman Dunaway with Sunshine Nutrition Center. With more, here's WGNS's Scott Walker.
Last week, we talked about stress, anxiety, and those types of problems. What are we going to talk about this week?
Let's really focus on anxiety this week because that's something I think a lot of people experience at different times of their life. It's something that I never really experienced until I became a mom. All of a sudden, I was like, what could happen to the child? All the things that could go wrong, right? So like I personally took a supplement called AnxioCalm, which is actually echinacea. And most people are familiar with echinacea for your immune system. That's the root of the plant. The flowers, however, on the plant are excellent for helping with anxiety and stress. So I actually took that supplement postpartum and it helped me tremendously. The other thing that I ultimately did was I stopped watching the news and stopped going to Google News. And that also greatly improved my mental health. And still to this day, I don't watch the news. And so that's just an example of using something in a supplement form and then also doing something lifestyle-wise that sort of helped to combat that particular problem, right? So people with anxiety, it can range. It can be very paralyzing at times to the point where people have social anxiety. They don't want to be in certain social situations. I was just talking to somebody a couple weeks ago that stopped going to church because of the crowds. That really exasperates her anxiety. And so it manifests its way in different people. Some people, it's a job stress, the fear of getting fired or something along those lines. Or, you know, if you're in a marriage that's got a lot of different issues, it can cause a lot of anxiety. So it can manifest itself in a lot of different ways for people. And the things that I recommend for anxiety aren't always going to be the same things that you recommend for depression, because they're caused by different reasons. They have different effects on the body, right? A lot of times people with anxiety think that they have a heart problem initially. You know, they feel like their heart is palpitating and racing. And so they'll go to the doctor and get a stress test. And they're like, your heart is fine. We think that you have anxiety. I see it a lot with kids, especially once they hit puberty or they get to high school, the anxiety levels increase in that age demographic as well. And we've seen a lot of that with social media, unfortunately. And the anxiety increase for adolescents and, of course, adults as well. So usually with anxiety, we're going to do things that are going to calm the nervous system down. And so that might look like something like ashwagandha, which is a very popular herb right now. It's what's called an adaptogen. And what adaptogens do is they help to regulate your nervous system. Your nervous system sort of has a feedback loop where it's going to increase in times of stress or decrease at other times. And so if we're under a lot of anxiety, then our fight or flight response is always on. It's always elevated. And so that causes us to have the increased heart rate and causes us to have issues sleeping and those types of things. And so things that calm that down are very helpful. So ashwagandha is one herb that is an adaptogen. There's also rhodiola, schizandra, eleuthero, rhodiola, holy basil. All of those are herbs that are in that family. They pair very well with other herbs and they don't have as many drug interactions as something like St. John's wort, which is something that's used oftentimes for depression does. And so they pair very well with other things and they work very well in those kind of circumstances, specifically for anxiety. Another thing that I oftentimes recommend are some of our homeopathic products. And those are usually things that either dissolve underneath your tongue or you put in water and drink, and they work immediately. So if people are prone to panic attacks, that might be the solution for them because within less than 5 minutes, they'll feel that calming effect.
Now, I don't know if there's been more studies done on the nervous system or what, but it seems like there's been more reports over the last couple of years talking about how people who have problems with their nervous system, they may react poorly to somebody. They may have more anxiety, more problems with stomach aches and so forth. But it's wild to hear about all these problems that are somehow tied to the nervous system.
It is. And two, what I see a lot are the appetite changes, because some people that have high anxiety, it causes them to get nauseous and then they can't eat. And then if you think about how you feel, if you haven't eaten in 6 hours, 12 hours, it's not great. And a lot of times people that have high anxiety, a lot of times will lose their appetite. They're not eating well. And so that's also creating issues as well. If you think about blood sugar swings, when your blood sugar is very low, it makes you very irritable and angry and that type of a thing. And so that can also lead to those T types of issues as well. And so you can see where that nervous system affects other parts of our body. Like you said, with the digestion, I have people that where anxiety causes them to have diarrhea, because it just kind of speeds everything up. Have other people where it kind of slows it down a little bit more. And so, yes, those types of things are where we're starting to see it wreaking havoc on more than just our nervous system, but it's starting to affect the other processes in our body as well. So then what does the person do? They go get something for the diarrhea, they go get something for the constipation, but they never address the anxiety still.
Have scientists figured out what exactly is the root cause of those nervous system problems to begin with?
Well, some people have a chemical imbalance, like a legit chemical imbalance, right? They don't have enough serotonin or they have too much serotonin. They don't have enough dopamine. They don't have enough GABA. So some people, it's just a literal chemical imbalance that causes it. Some people, it's trauma. They've done a ton of research in the world of trauma, and there's something called ACEs. It's adverse childhood events. And it's something that you might do if you ever go to a therapist and they're working with things that happen as a child. But almost everybody experiences some level of trauma, right? It may be a car accident. It may be a storm. It may be the loss of a loved one, a divorce. Almost everyone experiences some sort of trauma. And that, a lot of times, is what causes also those types of responses.
So you got to figure out a way to calm down that nervous system, reset it in some way, and then go from there.
Those herbs that I mentioned are very helpful at sort of calming that nervous system response down. Because a lot of times if you're just in survival mode, you got to get out of survival mode first. And then you could sort of work towards peeling off the layers and getting to the root of the problem.
Again, Kim Hilsman Dunaway with us today from Sunshine Nutrition Center. And if anybody would like to stop by, where are you located?
We have two locations here in Murfreesboro, 621 South Church Street. And then in Smyrna, we're located at 901 Rock Springs Road.
And then tomorrow, Tuesday, what's going on?
25% off all of our supplements on Tuesday.
Kim Hilsman Dunaway with Sunshine Nutrition Center.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company, we handle everything.
Hi, I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor. And while you've heard the saying, slow and steady wins the race, that same concept can be applied to long-term investing. Investing a little bit at a time on a regular basis can really add up. We call this systematic investing, and though it doesn't guarantee a profit or prevent a loss, it's a way to take advantage of market volatility instead of enduring it. Give me a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
We're talking with Ramona Ewald at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Why did you select the Villages?
I enjoy reading, and I belong to the book club here. And we read a different book every month, and then we get together and discuss it. And I have a good appetite. I do like the food.
This is Shanda with the Villages of Murfreesboro, and we invite everybody to come out and take a tour of our beautiful community. We're near the Avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
First Shot, growing in Christ with life and athletic skills.
So we teach God's Word at everything we do to implant it in them so that they understand that the only way to get through the world is with God on their side.
First Shot founder and executive director, Andy Herzer.
Our focus is on our inner city here at Patterson Park.
From academics to athletics, First Shot's focus is toward building a stronger, more courageous spirit to face opportunities and obstacles that our youth confront every day. To find out more about First Shot, go to firstshottn.org.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's EV Car Club has hundreds of members and growing. EV owners, enthusiasts, and anyone interested in learning more about electric vehicles is encouraged to sign up at mte.com/EV Car Club.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
We're coming up quickly on 731 Wake Up Crew, Monday morning, May the 12th.
And happy birthday today to Anita McMurtry Hewitt, Mimi Janae, Billy Francis, John Duke, Barbara Reynolds, Ryan Mudd, and Fran Doyle. Yesterday, let's salute them as well, Marshall Campbell, Brent Campbell, Bill Cartwright, Jacob Milliner, and David Creasy.
And if you or someone you know shares a birthday with any of these folks, super easy to get those into us. Call or text 615-893-1450 or head on over to WGNSradio.com/birthdays so we can give away a delicious bowl of banana pudding from Slick Pig Barbecue.
Yeah, last chance to get those in here now. Call us on in.
For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. If you've been injured, call the law offices of John Day for a free consultation. Learn more at johndaylegal.com.
News, traffic and weather, all coming up here for you.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, showers and thunderstorms likely before noon. Under cloudy skies with a high near 79 degrees. Southeast winds gusting as high as 20 miles per hour. Into tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely continue through the overnight. Under cloudy skies with a low around 59 degrees. South-southeast winds at 5 to 10. Tuesday, showers and thunderstorms likely under sunny skies, high near 76. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
Good morning. Still heavy traffic trying to get out of Wilson County right now. It really started to load up there a few minutes ago as you come through Mount Juliet, headed on into Hermitage, just about through with that wreck on OHB right when you come off I-40 there in Hermitage, loading up 65 southbound here at Trinity Lane. Hey, when you need dependable towing in Middle Tennessee, no matter if it's a car or a truck, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now, an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
A homicide investigation is underway after the body of 31-year-old Christiana Shook Livingston, a Murfreesboro resident with a last known address listed as homeless, was found on May 10th near the parking area of Gin Creek Wildlife Management in Henry County. Discovered by hunters, the scene quickly became the focus of a joint investigation between the Henry County Sheriff's Office and the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation. Authorities have confirmed the death as a homicide and are urging the public to come forward with any information. Sheriff Josh Frey assured the community that the incident appears isolated and posed no ongoing threat. While the investigation is based in West Tennessee, its implications have resonated in Murfreesboro and Rutherford County, where Shook's Livingston last ties remain. The public is encouraged to contact the Henry County Sheriff's Office or the TBI with tips as officials work to piece together the events that led to her death. Meanwhile, in Murfreesboro, the police department is making headlines for proactive efforts to enhance safety through technology and strategic enforcement. Under Chief Michael Bowen, MPD has revitalized Zone 119 to strengthen presence around downtown, and its Real-Time Crime Center, or RTCC, is proving instrumental in real-time threat detection and response. From license plate readers to tactical robotics and gunfire detection, these tools are helping officers make arrests and reduce major crimes, including homicides. As Rutherford County faces both tragedy and technological progress, efforts to keep communities safe and informed continue on multiple fronts. That's all for now. For more news in a quick format, be sure to check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast. I'm Dalton Barrett for WGNS Radio, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Hey, I would highly recommend Adams Place. It's a place to enjoy life. It's comfortable. The settings are home-like. and not sterile. Adams Place is a place they're looking out for you. You feel at home, and I'm very fortunate there's a lot of people here I already knew. To get back to the food, I want to say one thing. The chef does a fabulous job here. I'm Larry Castelli, and you know, I would highly recommend Adams Place.
Architects, engineers, and builders, whether you need detailed technical drawings, large format plans, or quick, accurate reproductions, Franklin's Printworks delivers clarity, precision, and fast turnaround.
Since we've added that capability, there's a big demand for blueprints, and we're getting a lot of times turning those around in 24 hours.
Jeff Carlton at Franklin's Printworks.
Usually they're like 24 by 36, and they require somebody that knows what they're doing and has the capabilities to produce them.
Clarity, accuracy, and fast turnaround from Franklin's Printworks.
Find it at the ReStore, yeah.
Welcome to the ReStore. What are you looking for today?
Do you have any area rugs?
We got it. And all of our lighting is 50% off here at the ReStore.
Find it at the ReStore.
If you need trim or molding, come on down here to see us at the ReStore.
The Habitat ReStore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the ReStore, yeah.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back here on The Wake Up Crew from News Radio WGNS. And this morning, it is time to play the 5-second rule.
And here are the rules. You will both get a card. You'll get your own individual card, and the card will say something along the lines of name three of blank. You'll have 5 seconds to name three of that thing. Does everyone understand?
Yes.
They used to play this on Ellen.
Yes, they did. They did. John, name three famous people named Henry.
Henry Ford, Henry Aaron, and Henry Cavill.
That is correct.
Ooh, right on the last second, man.
Look at you. Okay, name three discount stores.
Walmart, Dollar General Store, and Family Dollar.
Does Walmart count as a discount store?
Yeah, they roll back prices.
Okay. I'm not going to argue with you.
His mind works differently.
It does. Yeah. It does. All right, John, staying on stores, name three grocery store chains.
Albertsons, Kroger, and Publix.
I do not know of Albertsons, but I trust
you. It used to have one here, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Mm-hmm. I think it's up there up north, mostly.
Name three places to take a selfie.
The Rutherford County Courthouse, the county jail, and the county clerk's office.
His mind works differently.
Yes, it does.
That was really easy, and you made that very difficult, really. You know, you could say...
Well, I went down the one road.
The
front
mirror.
Yard.
Yeah.
In right. Here.
Name three SUVs.
A Hyundai. Never mind. I messed up. I didn't know whether you wanted the name of the model.
It's okay. Okay. It's okay. Everybody makes mistakes.
Yeah. So just count it against me.
Name three professional baseball players.
Henry Aaron, Babe Ruth, and Chipper Jones.
John?
Yeah.
Name three brands of pet food.
Kibbles and Bits, Pedigree, and Bushel.
I think you got that one. It was right there at the end, but I think you got it.
Yeah.
Name three famous people named William.
William Henry Harrison. William Bogart.
Oh, Billy Bogart. I remember him. Was that two or three?
That was only two.
I only got two. Yeah.
Billy Bogart?
Yeah.
I remember Billy.
All right, John. Name three herbs.
Peppermint, incense, and parsley sage.
Almost
parsley
there.
And sage.
I was out of time.
Didn't go off until after I said it.
Well.
Is there a malfunction in the machine?
There's a malfunction in that machine, not this machine.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's fair.
In the human machine.
Okay, that's fair. Then he needs to quit doing that.
Name three states with coasts on the Pacific Ocean.
Washington, Oregon, and California.
Ooh, tough one. Oh, I'm going to tell you, that was hard.
All right, John, this one should be easy for you.
Really?
I'm giving you a softball. Name three Elvis Presley songs.
In the Ghetto, Surrender, and You Don't Have to Say You Love Me.
There you go.
Was that yours, or they? I'm really confused with the buzzer now.
Oh, I'm watching it.
Oh, okay.
Name three animals that lay eggs.
Chickens, birds, and frogs.
Chickens are birds.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We'll have to disqualify you on that one.
Count it different.
No, sorry.
You don't eat bird eggs.
Sorry.
Yeah, but you could have said like robin, like types of birds.
I just gave an overall answer that I thought was really good.
It was wrong, Brian.
Chicken is poultry.
Name three things that people should do less often.
Talk, sing, and laugh.
No laughing around here.
No laughing.
This says there's too much of.
Oh. Mm.
Name three primary colors.
Blue, red, green.
Wow.
That's wow.
I was thinking I wouldn't have to do another one. Now I do. You were so fast. If only I can stall for another 12 seconds.
All right, John. Name three brands of pen.
Bic, Paper Mate, and Sigoni.
Okay. And that's the 5-second rule.
Hey, this is Taylor with Bell Jewelers inviting you to come shop with us for Mother's Day this year. Push presents are a huge thing, and I know that it seems to be a newer thing, but fellas, let me tell you, these ladies deserve a gift. Come to Bell Jewelers for the best push present your wife could ever want. It'll be the perfect cherry on top after your baby's born. Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street, across from Toots.
Do you love to read?
Love to read.
Tell us about the library at Adams Place.
We have an amazing library. It's like a library at a big estate. You know, there are just so many books. You just come, pick out one you want, take it home, read it, take it back. It's just great.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
Middle Point Landfills, Mike Klassen.
If you're a citizen in Rutherford County, the cost if Middle Point doesn't exist to you as a taxpayer is going to be at least $200 per household per year. But if you live in the city, because you have free disposal in the city, that number is closer to $400 per household on your property taxes right away.
The garbage that we generate will have to be taken 60 miles upstream, and you'll have to cover the charge. We don't want to be up the creek without a paddle. The answer's here, Middle Point Landfill.
Market declines, unemployment, oil prices. Don't let headlines derail your long-term financial strategy. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. I'll work with you to help you understand the impact of short-term events and how to be positioned for the long term. We provide the tools for a disciplined approach to investing. Call 615-907-7056 for an opportunity to discuss your situation. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Time to put a wrap on the show here, 7:43 from the Wake Up Crew on News Radio, WGNS. And graduation week this week, it's a big week for all of those seniors. Between tomorrow and Sunday, all the high schools will graduate here in Rutherford County. So congrats to them, and thanks to Kim Stoker, our good neighbor of the day, for supporting student-athletes across Rutherford County, helping gather key information, ensuring accurate point calculations for the All-Sports Trophy from middle school. Kim Stoker receiving flowers today from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, along with News Radio WGNS, today's good neighbor of the day. You can send in a good neighbor simply by texting that word, neighbor, to 615-893-1450. Or head to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor to the easy ways you can get them in. And thanks to our friends at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts for their many, many years of support. The Wake Up Crew is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Curious about electric vehicles? Well, MTE's Drive EV program has resources to help you. DriveEV.com online.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
You know, the kid at the grocery store kept asking if I wanted paper or plastic, and I said, I don't know, you choose. He said, sorry, sir, baggers can't be choosers.
Replay.
Actually, that sounded a little better than
yeah,
than the first time.
You were expecting it.
Well, I wrote down 4 on my sheet.
So you lied?
Well, I'm going to start giving myself the grade that I think it should be, I think.
Your jokes are awful. Record that.
These jokes are terrible.
Your jokes are amazing.
Terrible.
Eat my shorts.
Terrible. Oh.
So what difference does it make if we grade it if he's going to put his own grade down?
I think that was actually the permission we needed to just leave. Quit doing the show.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
I'm just going to block out your negative energy.
I don't think we need to have, well, I don't think we have negative energy. I think we have negative jokes. Whoa.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
That is not the popular opinion.
Well, how often is the popular opinion the right opinion?
Very often.
Yes.
What have we learned?
We talked a little bit about Sergeant J.W. Pepper from the James Bond movies and how he was in Superman 2, The Quest for Peace. No,
yeah.
Superman 2, the Richard Donner.
Whatever. That was during the opening of the 7 o'clock hour.
Yes.
I talked about my CPAP machine.
You had it on upside down.
Yeah. So now it's all good.
And you don't have to hold it closed with your hand.
I mean, I'm telling you, those first 2-3 weeks were rough.
Yeah, you were not very happy.
No, so now I'm afraid to even move it, you know, like, you know.
We talked a little bit about some teases for Taco Tuesday tomorrow.
Yes, we did, yeah. Yeah.
We ranked, or we didn't, but MTSU Sidelines ranked the Walmart stores in Murfreesboro.
Yep, that's a real good one. Tomorrow we're going to talk about, you're going to taste test the peanut butter cup and grape.
Yes.
Live right here.
I had intended to do that with you late last week, and once again, I picked up the one that was the lava cake.
You did that twice.
Yep. Well, it had purple on the front.
I understand.
And so does this one, and it's the same purple I've noticed.
I understand, but it says grape in big letters.
It says PB&J as big as possible.
Yeah. But the other has the same purple, like, here in the middle, and it was just confusing.
He grabbed it hurriedly.
Yes. Mm. Well, I saw it and said, oh, wow, they're here.